I'm Gary Munch. I'm going to read a poem from Hermann Hesse's Magister Ludi, The Glass Bead Game. Some of you know it as Das Glas Perlenspiel. The poem is called Alphabets. From time to time, we take our pen in hand and scribble symbols on a blank white sheet. Their meaning is at everyone's command. It is a game whose rules are nice and neat. But if a savage or a moon man came and found a page, a furrowed runic field, and curiously studied lines and frame, how strange would be the world that they revealed, a magic gallery of oddities. He would see A and B as man and beast, as moving tongues or arms or legs or eyes, now slow, now rushing, all constraint released, like prints of raven's feet upon the snow. He'd hop about with them, fly to and fro, and see a thousand worlds of might have been hidden within the black and frozen symbols, beneath the ornate strokes, the thick and thin. He'd see the way love burns and anguish trembles. He'd wonder, laugh, shake with fear and weep, because beyond this cipher's cross-barred keep, he'd see the world in all its aimless passion, diminished, dwarfed, and spellbound in the symbols, and rigorously marching prisoner fashion. He'd think, each sign all others so resembles, that love of life and death, or lust and anguish, are simply twins whom no one can distinguish. Until at last the savage with a sound of mortal terror lights and stirs a fire, chants and beats his brow against the ground, and consecrates the writing to his pyre. Perhaps before his consciousness is drowned in slumber, there will come to him some sense of how this world of magic fraudulence, this horror utterly behind endurance, has vanished as if it had never been. He'd sigh and smile and feel all right again.
Typeradio.org.